Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about a subject that is really interesting to me. And the reason that it's really interesting to me is because, you know, I'm a guy. I get haircuts. But I also see women that go to get stuff done to their hair. And what happens when they go there and when they come back and the differences and how that whole process transpires. Also, now that we live in an age where you have a lot of men that are more, how can I say, more conscious of how they look, are more aware of how they present themselves as far as style and different things like that. Some, I think the nickname is metrosexuals, which is, for me, you know, I'm kind of old school. It's a really an unusual name, but, you know, nothing that's wrong with that. These are guys that just like to really dress nice, and they're really concerned with their appearance. But one of the main things that people spend a lot of money and a lot of time on is their hair. So it's not just their clothes, it's their hair. And I guess it doesn't really matter what your race is, your ethnicity, your preference, or any of that stuff. Hair care seems to really be a booming business, and it makes the person. You know, it's part of your brand. It's part of your image. It's part of who you are. So today, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to do is we're going to have a gentleman on by the name of Michael Smith. Michael Smith is a cosmetologist. You know, he's a professional hair care person. He's got over 20 years of experience in the hair care industry, you know, and he's also very active and very up to date in the area of hair care, not only for men, but also for women. And, you know, it's, I think one of the most unusual things about Mike is when you look at Mike, you don't see a hairstylist. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes that go with male hairstylists, and Mike doesn't really fit any of them. I mean, he dresses nice, he carries himself correctly, he's well-spoken, he's intelligent, all of that stuff. But there's a certain way that Mike does things, or Michael does things, that's really different. And he's just phenomenally good at what he does. I mean, some of the clients that he has are really impressive. I'm talking about, you know, from people driving Testarossas to, you know, the new Tesla cars. He also manages a very large salon in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And again, he's just really passionate about it. You know, you don't really find too many men that have their cosmetology degrees. Plus that, every time that I talk to Michael, he's going to learn something new. So he's also one of those people that's constantly and passionately looking to improve his skills and improve his ability to understand how to work with and how to help his clients. You know, even though he's in the management area now, he still does a lot of hair care. He still does a lot of cuts for men and women. You know, he can do color. He can do the tease things. And in some cases, he's actually raised the bar in not only men's haircuts, but also in women's hair care, in the ability to train staff members how to do it more efficiently and more proficiently. You know, not saying that there's anything wrong with, you know, the way that they were taught in whatever schools that they went to, but since he's one of those guys that's, you know, about doing a really great job and getting it done in the fastest time possible, you know, he's just really able to, again, connect with his clients, work with his clients, and also help them to look as good as they want to look, and in sometimes looking better than they thought they could look, which is impressive, you know, because most of us, no matter how secure or insecure we are, you've got a lot of people that don't really like the way that things come out. And his people skills as a whole are just really amazing. It's amazing that he can interact with men and women, you know, and actually that all of his clients, to the best of my knowledge and from my experience, are just really impressed with the way that he meets their needs. You know, I can't say handle them because he's not really trying to handle anybody. What Michael's trying to do is he's trying to help his clients to actually get the most out of what it is that they're getting from their hair care experience. So anyway, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Mr. Michael Smith.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm fine, buddy, and how are you? I really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing some of your infinite knowledge and just, you know, your ability to work with your clients and guide them and all of that. So with that said, I've already said a lot about you. Could you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, I've been doing hair my whole life, my whole adult life, I should say. I started out in high school cutting my own hair, and a friend of mine didn't believe he wanted to see. He wanted to see if I had done it myself. He followed me home and watched me cut my hair. The rest, I say, you know, easily said was history. My clientele grew to the point where my father told me, listen, if you're going to have all these people in my basement, they better be paying you. So then it started from there, and I never had any need for anything coming up through high school from the 10th grade on forward, and it took care of me all the way up until now.
Outstanding. So you're definitely somebody that grew up in the hair care field, is passionate about it, loves working with people, loves working with your clients, and I know that you also add a new dimension to a lot of people's expectations when it comes to hair care and their overall experience and their satisfaction. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, I'm a guy, so I get haircuts, you know, so I guess we'll start with the guys and then end with the ladies because that's a lot more complicated. But when a guy walks into your shop, what is it that you're trying to help him to experience along with a great cut?
Well, you know, as guys, we don't do all the care stuff that we should. Me, for instance, as a barber, when I was just a barber, it was just the biggest, cheapest bottle of shampoo and conditioner is what I used to get. And then I found out as I grew in the hair business, I found out that the next level of just being being a barber was to be a cosmetologist. So I took the initiative to go back to school and become a trained cosmetologist. The stuff didn't come to me naturally, so I had to learn how to do everything with women's hair. It was during that time that I understood the importance of the proper shampoos, the amount of times that you need to shampoo, clean your hair, to reduce the amount of buildup in the scalp and on the hair follicle itself. It was during this time that I also learned the benefits of using conditioners and the different treatments. So during that time, I, you know, started kind of experimenting on my own hair to see the difference with the different products and the different treatments that were offered to us. So now when a guy comes into the salon, I could explain to him, okay, you're used to just getting a haircut with probably some alcohol around the neckline, you know, from where you got the straight razor or whatever. You usually put alcohol on there. But now what we do is instead of just doing the alcohol thing, we give you a haircut, we shampoo it out. The shampoo suffices because it cleans the skin, cleans the hair. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, guys, me, myself, the conditioner, even in the hair industry, I really don't do the whole conditioning thing like I'm supposed to. So what I usually do is in the salon, while I'm in the salon, I usually get mine's conditioned at least twice a week. I'll sit there and let someone else do it. But 9 out of 10 times, I'm looking for a 3-in-1, shampoo, body wash, shampoo, conditioner. It does everything from head to toe, and I just keep it moving.
Outstanding. You know, I know a lot of us wash our hair, and I know a lot of us wash our hair too much, you know, and probably also don't do that conditioning. So that's clearly vital. You know what? I don't even want to go to that. When you deal with women's hair, I know that you've got a lot of women that actually come to you, and there's a lot of women that come to you over other women sometimes that have been doing hair for a long time because you bring a different flavor to it, and you're able to actually meet their requirements. How exactly do you do that? I mean, how have you just kind of come into the salon world, come into the hair care world, and just change the way that the whole thing works as far as their expectations, changing how they look at how a man does hair over a woman's hair, and just how you've jumped into the industry, and we're also going to talk about, I know you've trained people, but how you jumped into the industry and been able to service women like you have.
Well, how could I best put this? When a guy comes into the salon, he kind of want to be treated differently. He's looking for a little more than what he got at a barbershop, be it a conditioner, be it a shampoo, whatever. Well, women are pretty much the same. And a lot of time, women want a man's touch. They want that masculine opinion, that, you know, that little change that a woman can't necessarily bring. You go to a woman sitting there, and she's telling her what the problem is. The woman is going to relay her problems and say, oh, yeah, I have experienced that. But when she comes into the chair and she's talking to me, I'm going to give the male perspective of it. And not only that, being a man doing women's hair, it's a form of art for me. So it's like when I look at a woman, I'm looking at her face structure. I want to see how I could take any style and make it fit her face, make it fit her, make it personalize it to her. So by doing this, I can, you know, kind of more, I'm more of a listener than I am a talker. I listen, I'm more like the bartender of hairstylists. I'll sit there and listen to you, but keep giving you what it is that you want. When you go to the bar, you don't necessarily want the bartender to hold the liquor away from you or the drinks from you. You want him to give you what you want, but still listen to you without necessarily giving you an opinion, and that is what I do. So when a woman comes in, I'm generally going to hear, and I'm generally going to listen to her. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm going to give you my opinion on this, I'm going to give you my opinion on that. What I will do is educate her, make her hair, you know, more vibrant, bring out the true colors if she wants color in her hair, highlights in her hair, stuff that will enhance what she is, who she is, and not trying to make her someone else. So if I was to put it in a nutshell, per se, I kind of bring out the true you or the true, you know, who you really are, and not necessarily who you want to, you know, who you see in TV or whatever. I try to take their style or their haircut and make it yours.
Outstanding. So basically what you do is you accessorize the person to their own need, their own desire, and actually help them to be original, you know, which is amazing in a world of individuals that just aren't original, individuals that are basically carbon copies of the other person on television or the other person in front of them. You give them a point of originality, you give them a point of realism, and you give them basically a new value and appreciation for themselves. That's truly huge, truly huge. You know, I also know that with some of the stylists that have been in the business a while, in some cases, some of the stylists that think they know it all, have done it all, and have been it all, you also have been able to, how can I say, help them to improve their abilities to be stylists, in some cases, in the shop that you manage. And I don't think I said this, ladies and gentlemen, but Michael is a master stylist and master beautician. So, again, this guy walks the walk and talks the talk. But could you tell us a little bit about how you've been able to share some of that training and some of the skills that you've honed with some of your other stylists to help them to raise their bar?
Well, I've been trained by several institutes in the hair, well-renowned institutes, from Graham Webb, Vidal Sassoon, Paul Mitchell. I've been trained by the best of the best, and like I said, I started out as a barber, so when I stepped over into the realm of dealing with females, I had to learn as much as I could about them in a short span of time. So I gave myself a 2-year window to learn as much as I could. So I invested quite a bit in learning as much as I could from people who are in the field, who are trained in the field, who are naturals in the field. I wanted to learn as much as I could from them. So in that time, I basically put everything aside and focused on learning as much as I could about dealing with women and women's hair and personalities and everything else. I've done a little bit of psychology. I've learned, you know, just a little bit of everything, trying to get to that side of it. My daughters played a big role in it. My daughters, my niece, my sisters, they all played a big role in kind of honing me to be who I am and understand women's hair as much as I have. So when I meet a stylist who's kind of been set in their ways there, the ones from the 80s who does the perms and don't want to change, or that same haircut for all of their clients, so all their clients walk around with that big poofy hairdo with their hairspray that's kind of making their hair look like a helmet, I tell them, okay, listen, you've been using that same product, and I know you love that product, but do you really think you're doing your client justice by giving them the same exact hairstyle for the last 15 years? When they lose clients 9 out of 10 times, it's just that the client wants something different. They want somebody to tell them, hey, do you want to try something different? Let's try this with you. Let's put some highlights in your hair. Let's do a different color. Let's change the style up a little bit. Let's, you know, make it more vibrant. You know, when you introduce that element of change or constant change to someone, it kind of makes them feel more important, you know, like, oh, my God, you know. The new haircut, it does really good. You know, I've gotten so many compliments on it. You know, I've been going to Mary for 10 years, and she's been doing the same exact haircut. And the one time she wasn't at work and I came in your chair, you just gave me all these compliments. And now I feel bad because I really like Mary. I just don't like her style anymore. I want something different. Now, it is my job now to then step up to the plate and say, okay, Mary, listen, I really don't want to take your client away from you, but this is all that she wants. She just wants something different. She wants change. She don't want you to come back and say, oh, I stole your client. She don't want to hear none of that. All she wants is something different. She wants to know that she can still come to you and get something different, have the same conversations, talk about the same thing. It's okay. She'll deal with that part, but she still wants some change, some variety. So I encourage all of my stylists to always take classes, always stay up to date with the newest products, because products change. As products are developed, they find out new ways of making the products better, making them, you know, easier to use, easier to get out of the hair, not as, you know, hard to, a lot of the products, when you put in the products in the client's hair, the product builds up really fast, and then the clients are not able to rinse the product out of their hair properly, and then they can't recreate the styles that you put in their hair. So everything that I do, I teach you, my clients, how to recreate that without me being there. I teach them how to blow dry their hair, because believe it or not, a lot of people don't know how to blow dry their hair. A lot of people don't know the proper way to use a flat iron. There are different kinds of flat irons out there, and I have to teach them the difference in which ones is more conducive to giving them the look that they want based off of their hair type. What products are best for them to use. It's not necessarily the big name products that I am going to recommend all the time. I genuinely go out and I explore, I experiment with products. At my salon, we're a multicultural salon, and, you know, we have a wide array of products. So two people come in, they're best friends, they've been friends for years, they both get highlights, they're both blondes, and I tell them, okay, you use this shampoo, but for you, you use this one. And they're like, wait a minute, we're both blondes. We both get highlights. Why are you giving her a different shampoo than the one you recommended for me? Because of your hair type. She doesn't have the curly. You have the straight. There's a big difference. She likes to wear her hair straight. You want yours slightly curled or styled or bumped under the bottom or whatever. That's the difference between the two products. So by doing that, all the stylists now get to see firsthand the difference the products make and the tools make. So I teach them, just like I've, you know, I have taught many others, it's not about selling products. It's about educating someone on how to use the products that you're recommending to them. Once you recommend and educate them, they'll take the product home, they'll use it, and they'll enjoy using it. But if you sell the product to someone, they're buying the product because 9 out of 10 times, they're going to buy the product because they feel pressured into buying the product. But when they get home, they're either going to do one or two things. They're going to bring the product back because they did not know how to use it. They don't know how to use it. They don't even want to try to use it because they just don't know. Or they're going to let the product just sit there, and they'll never tell you. And every time they come back, if you ask them about it, they're going to feel insecure, and then they're going to stop coming to you because you keep asking them, and they're tired of lying to you. And they don't want to tell you, hey, listen, I only bought it because I felt like I had to because I never buy anything from you, and I really and truly don't like the product.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I told you, the gentleman knows his stuff. And, you know, the fact that he gives the individual clients that individual service and helps them, not only them, but also his stylist, to actually bring another dimension to hair care is truly huge. I got another question that I'd like to ask you, and I guess it's because I'm a guy. You know, guys, or us guys that call ourselves guys, we go to barbers. You know, however, you have men that come to the salons, and I talked a little bit earlier about how men care a little bit more about their appearance and their hair care. So I guess I've got a couple of questions. One question is on why should a man go to a salon over a barber or a barbershop? And two, what do you think about all of these other things that have been going on, like weaves and extensions and all of that stuff and the hair care for that?
Well, let's touch on the guys first. It's personal preference. A lot of guys just like the whole barbershop feel. They grew up in a barbershop atmosphere where they went there, they sat there for 2 or 3 hours before they got their hair cut, you know, blowing the whole day away. But for the most part, the more modern guys or the metrosexuals, they're more into the full package. They want to come in, they want to set an appointment, come in, get their hair done, and be gone and out of the salon in 20 minutes. They want to know that after they leave the salon, they don't have to go home and shower. They're good to go. They, you know, can come in the barbershop, in the salon, and get their hair cut with their suit and ties on, get it shampooed, get it, you know, styled and everything, and go off to that date, go off to that business meeting, and, you know, don't have to worry about hair particles falling off of them, you know, or sitting on their ear or whatever when they go to wherever they're going to. For the more metrosexual types, the more detail-oriented types, they want, you know, the eyebrows done. They want the mustache done. They want all that stuff done. Well, 9 out of 10 times, if you go to a barbershop, the barbershop is not going to really detail out the eyebrows. They might cut the hair down, but they won't detail it out. Like, you know, you come to us, we'll do the waxing. And some of the salons, some of my salons, they actually do threading. And believe it or not, there are men who does that stuff that are into that much detail. As far as the women go with the extensions and the wigs, the weaves, and all that stuff, the artificial hair industry is for that moment. It's for that big occasion. It's for that wedding. It's for that school reunion. You just want everybody to see, okay, you're just glamorous. You're that glitzy type. I always tell people, you know, pictures are forever. So don't do something that you don't want to see 20 years down the road. Don't do something that 15 year, 20 year, 30 year, you know, when you get older, you see it, you're like, oh, my God, I don't know what I was thinking. But if it's your wedding day, of course you're going to want to make that picture as best as possible. So what you're going to do is you're going to come in with a picture, and I'm going to tell you, okay, listen, in order for us to achieve this look, we're going to have to add a few pieces of hair to your hair to enhance it. We're going to infuse a couple of strands of hair to the center of your hair to give it a fuller, you know, effect. You know, in some cases, we can even do a sewing weave where we actually take whiffs of hair, braid your hair, and sew it onto the braid. We're not going to sew it into your head, but sew it to the braid as we, you know, do it. Or we have the Malaysian weave, which we just kind of infuse it to like wisp of hair. We just kind of go right along the hair. We don't necessarily braid it. That comes out a lot easier. It's a short-term process. The infusion, it goes for like 3 to 6 months, depends on how much of it you want, what your hair quality, the hair quality is like. Because some people, they got a greasy scalp, so your body naturally emits more grease than average. So it's going to break the bond of the glue that we use to put it onto your hair. The odds of that is, you know, one in, I don't know, 900, I guess. But anyway, that's something that we also can do. But just for everyday usage, imagine putting on makeup every day from the time you wake up, whether you're going out or not, just packing on makeup on your face. It's going to be one of those same scenarios with your hair. If you just keep saying, okay, I'm going to add weave to my hair every week, every day, you know. So you got to give your own hair a chance to recuperate from stuff like this, because it's traumatizing to the hair. Just like putting chemicals on your hair, harsh chemicals, be it perms, be it relaxers, be it color, be it bleach, you have to give your hair a chance to recuperate. Whenever we do any of those processes, we always tell you, okay, we are going to try to put back as much nutrients and as much moisture in your hair as humanly possibly we can. So we usually put a deep conditioner in, do a chemistry treatment on it to try to put back as much in the hair as we can. So the same thing with the weaves and all that stuff. We try to give the hair a chance to recuperate on its own when we traumatize it like that.
Wow, I've always wondered, I guess, about that. And also I like the fact that you gave us more of an understanding, maybe why guys should probably go ahead and every now and then get themselves pampered and actually go to a salon over an actual barbershop. Never really thought about that, but that's pretty cool, very enlightening. So, I mean, you've answered a ton of my questions, and again, that's been really huge. And coming from a master, you know, a master hair care person, cosmetologist, I know you deal with different types of people. Your customer types that you presently deal with now, could you tell us a little bit about your customer types? And also, could you let us know if anybody wants to get in touch with you personally to get more information, how they would go about that?
Okay, well, like I said earlier, my salon is a multicultural salon. I'm literally probably 4 minutes outside of D.C., literally, right by the airport, by Reagan Airport. So what happens is the airport is there. We deal with a wide spectrum of clientele, from the guy off the street corner who washes cars all the way up to people that stand next to the president on TV for, you know, an announcement or in a debate. And on any given day, you could pull up in front of the salon and see like 15 or 20 government vehicles parked out there with a bunch of guys in suit and ties walking around. And like I said, then there's a guy who just walks in, who just hopped off the bus. I deal with all officials that comes from all over. Come here for training from various other countries. They come here to the war institutes. They come here to the political science and all that stuff. So we have a wide array of clients. You name it, we have done them. I just can't think of any race, creed, or color who has not walked in. With that being said, if anyone would like to get in touch with me, my personal number would be 571-814-8881. Once again, that number is 571-814-8881. Or I can also be reached at my email address, michaelesmith@live.com. Once again, that is Michael, M-I-C. H-A-E-L-E, as in Edward, S-M-I-A, @live, L-I-V-E.com. Thank you.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And again, anybody that's looking for a phenomenal experience and also to get more knowledge about how to take care of yourself as far as hair care and all of those things, and again, somebody that's going to take your look and give you the best look for you, not just a carbon copy of some other individual that's not you, I would highly recommend Mr. Michael Smith. Again, he's a master stylist. He manages salons, and he's just a great all-around guy. Plus that, again, Mike is one of those people that's going to clearly and definitely keep it real. And nowadays, that's what most of us need. We need somebody that's going to keep it real, and it's also going to educate us. So with that said, again, Mike, I'm going to let you give us anything that you want to give to close, any last things that you want to share with anybody, and then we're going to sign off.
Well, there really isn't much to say. It's just always try to look for someone who enhances you and not trying to make you someone who you're not. Because when anyone makes you try to make you someone who you're not, it's like taking someone out in the deep and leaving them out there to drown, because all of a sudden you're walking around trying to look like someone who you're not. You're feeling uncomfortable. You don't know how to act. You don't know how to behave yourself because it's just not you. Always find someone who takes you and makes you more, make you feel comfortable, make you just feel like, oh, my God, I feel like $1 million. When you can find a hairstylist that makes you feel like that, then you found a hairstylist. God bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show and thank Mike for coming on and sharing all of that information and knowledge. And some of you hairstylists, again, you might want to talk to Mike, too, because, again, the guy walks the walk and talks the talk. And he's got a ton of experience, and he's been out there for a while doing the things that he does and making people very happy and satisfied, which is something I can't necessarily say for a lot of other people. So I truly appreciate him coming on the show. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. If you like the show, please share it with other people. Also up in the upper left-hand corner is follow. As we do shows pretty much twice a week, just go ahead and share with us any input that you have, because we're always looking to grow and improve. And we hope to bring more people like Mr. Michael Smith back so that we can share more tidbits and nuggets of great information. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show, wishing you and everyone else great and much success. So with that, take care, be well, and have a great day.